T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. Looks like New York getting closer to that vaccination magic number that Governor Cuomo says will mean the end of the remaining COVID restrictions here in our state.
We have announced that we are going to hit 70% vaccination rate. We're going to hit it early. We're going to relax virtually all of the restrictions. Today, we are at 69.1%. So we're nine-tenths of a percent away from liberation.
Woohoo! Governor Cuomo saying the only restriction that won't be lifted at 70% is the CDC's mask mandate for large gatherings, schools, as well as nursing homes. And while there's been progress in getting folks vaccinated, still a big question here in the city on whether it'll be enough to reach the goal set by Mayor de Blasio. Julia Papa with that story.
The mayor admits it might be tough reaching his goal of 5 million New Yorkers fully vaccinated by the end of this month. Right now, 76% got both shots.
In terms of folks who have had at least one dose, and this is crucial, we're at 88% to goal.
Whether we can ever reach herd immunity, Health and Hospitals Chair Dr. Mitchell Katz calls New York's situation functional immunity.
New York City keeps opening. There's more and more activity. We're hugging each other. We're shaking hands. And yet the number of cases is decreasing.
He says work continues to address hesitancy and get more shots in the arm. Julia Papa, 1010 Winds News.
It was like the TV show Cribs, just not as fancy. Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams showing off his house, and this is the important part, in Brooklyn, the proof that he's a resident. His Casa Su Casa has been the topic of much discussion and debate, depending on who you ask, and today he gave a tour of the place after it was suggested that he's running for mayor, yet he allegedly has no ties. And he got pretty emotional, talking about the strain the mayor's campaign has put on him and his family, and particularly the time he spent away from his son.
He said, "Dad, we had little time to spend together. You were always on the go. You were always..." Wasn't there for his football games, his birthdays.
Politico did a story questioning his residency, so Adams did an impromptu news conference outside his place in Bed-Stuy. Andrew Yang has said Adams probably lives in New Jersey, saying the borough president should release his Easy Pass data. Well, Adams says he's been staying overnight and keeping late hours in the government building where he and his staff work, currently leading the Democratic pack of candidates vying for mayor. Adams says he indeed owns a co-op in Fort Lee, but his main digs are in Bed-Stuy. Tribeca opened today. It's called the Tribeca Festival now, and not just the film festival. It features mostly outdoor screenings throughout the five boroughs over a 12-day run. You know, it was canceled last year because of the COVID. Governor Cuomo took the wrappers off today with Lin-Manuel Miranda's The Heights part of the initial fair. COVID safety protocols remain in place, though, including health screenings and temperature checks. Tickets for virtual events are also available. By the way, 1010 Winds, proud to be the official media partner of this year's Tribeca Festival. Well, tis the season for the fireworks crackdowns now. Mayor de Blasio announced a large-scale multi-agency effort to put the kibosh on neighborhood craziness as we approach the 4th of July.
We're going after the people who bring these fireworks into New York City to begin with. We're getting right at the source. And this is what is going to help us to have a safer summer.
The Illegal Fireworks Task Force. Ooh, pretty original stuff there. Anyway, they'll go after the sellers, looking for everything from sparklers to Roman candles to rocket launchers. New York City Sheriff Joseph Facito.
What the task force is looking to do is develop information on who the major suppliers are. We're going to look to interdict these illegal fireworks as they come into the New York City. So if we can get them before they get into the city, that's a good thing for the people.
Mayor Bill recalled the 3-year-old kid who was burned by fireworks last year when a device flew into his window up in the Bronx. Remember that? That fireworks blew into the apartment in the Bronx there. Apparently, the illegal fireworks have already started, too. People are already talking about the corner of Berry Street and South 10th in Williamsburg. They got a bunch of calls last night. On the Lower East, all this for a six-pack. Listen to this. Cops looking for the gruesome twosome who stole a case of beer from a Manhattan bodega and then beat the poor guy, a store employee, who tried to make them stop. This happened about 5 a.m. last Friday when two guys walked into the deli and grill bodega on Grand Street right there at Columbia, walked out with a case of Coors Light, which they hadn't paid for. The 65-year-old worker followed the duo outside where they argued, and the two eventually started punching and kicking him. And then it got even worse. They say one of the suspects grabbed a baseball bat and started whacking away at the guy while the other one went behind the counter and swiped about $400 worth of cigarettes. Newports. The victim suffered non-life-threatening injuries. They're looking for a couple of 30-something knuckleheads, probably standing around smoking Newports, right? There's video of them at 1010wins.com. They want you to call 800-577-TIPS if you recognize these guys. Oh, it's like something out of a Goldilocks fable. A bear, which showed up near an IKEA store, may be looking for the perfect bed, boo-boo. Well, he didn't get the memo. Dude, Goldilocks was a childhood fairy tale. Get out of here. Listen to this from Roger Stern.
It's a black bear. Paramus police say someone spotted the animal near IKEA Drive, and they're warning people not to approach. As for shoppers, Karen definitely knows whose side she's on.
Good for the bear. Good for the bear.
Why do you say good for the bear?
Because we're taking their spaces away.
Bears are often sighted in New Jersey's wooded areas, but not close to a shopping hub. We asked Carol why she thinks it's here.
I think it knows they have great bargains here.
Police say the bear has not been aggressive, but then again, it has not left IKEA with furniture and then tried to assemble it. Roger Stern, 1010 Wins in Paramus.
Derek Jeter fans, listen up. You'll get to see the Captain's Hall of Fame induction on September 8th in person at the Clark Sports Center. Yep, it'll be limited capacity, but it's better than no fans at all. The limited tickets, free of course, are online at baseballhall.org starting July 12th. The induction ceremony will be broadcast live exclusively on the MLB Network, but if you score tickets and you can make it to the Cooperstown, it starts at 1:30. By the way, the actual awards presentation will be television-only indoor event, which takes place on July the 24th.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.